Chapter 10. The journey home seemed longer than the journey there. Andras was impatient to see his father and get the crown. He was also worried about his wife, Gwen. He didn't trust Prince Ellis. Mabon was quiet and didn't speak much. He had been very upset since Evan died. Eventually, the two travellers crossed the mountains and reached their own lands.
"Let's go straight to the Great Hall," said Andras. "I want that crown. Father said I could have it if I brought this shield back. And don't worry, Mabon, I will never forget your help. You have helped me become a better person. I am wise enough to be king now."
Mabon looked at the night sky. "It is late. Everyone is in bed. Go home to your wife first. Come back in the morning to see the king."
"You're right as usual," said Andras. "She will be very excited to hear my story. You go home as well, Mabon, and I'll see you tomorrow."
The two men separated and Andras travelled to his house. When Andras arrived at his house, he quickly jumped down from his horse and walked through the door.
"Gwen," he called happily, "it's me, I'm home."
The house was quiet and dark.
"Gwen, where are you?"
He was shocked when he saw the room. It was a mess. Tables and chairs were lying on the floor. There were broken cups and bowls everywhere. There was a huge pool of blood on the floor, and more blood on the walls. He looked around in shock, but didn't see Gwen.
Andras's angry eyes stared at the person in the center of the room. Hugh stood there. He was holding his sword. It was covered in blood.
"Prince Ellis," said Hugh. "He was very angry."
Andras exploded in anger.
"He was angry, so you killed my wife? I should never have trusted you. You're just a slave, and you came from his tribe. I've been a fool. Well, I'm not a fool any longer."
Without warning, Andras attacked Hugh. He pushed his sword deep into Hugh's chest and killed him. There was a sound in the next room. Andras held up his sword.
"Andras, is that you?" said a woman's voice. It was Gwen. "Thank goodness," she said. "I was so scared. Prince Ellis's men attacked the house. I should be dead, but brave Hugh saved me. He fought them all."
It was only then that Andras saw the bodies lying in the mess on the floor. He hugged his wife tightly. It was late in the afternoon when Andras arrived at the Great Hall. The king was sitting with his old friends. Mabon came towards him.
"We've been waiting for you," he smiled.
"Father is getting impatient."
Andras walked up to the king and gave him the shield. King Brennin smiled at his son.
"Well done, Andras," he said proudly. "You have completed your challenge and returned the shield. Mabon has told us the story. He says our tribe is now friends with King Owen. You have done an excellent job."
King Brennin stood up and took off his crown.
"Come here, Andras. I want to put this crown on your head. You will be king now."
"No, father," said Andras. The king was confused.
"You were right," said Andras. "I am not the right man to wear the crown. I know that now. I thought I learnt how to be a good king on my journey, but really, it was all my brother's advice, and I learnt nothing. He is a wise and good man."
Andras stepped forward and slowly put the crown back on the king's head.
"You are the king now," he said to his father.
"And when he is ready, Mabon will be the next king."